Good. If you've not seen a full immersion baptism before, you may be thinking, wow, what's this all about? Why does this church have hidden beneath the stage something that looks like a mini swimming pool when they dunk people in it? What's that about? If baptism seems a bit strange or confusing to you, don't worry. We're going to look at it in some detail now, just for the next 10 minutes, and we'll explore what baptism is. So first of all, why do we baptize? Well, we do it because Jesus commanded us to baptize. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19 say, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples.'" That word disciple means a follower of Jesus. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So with the authority that was given to him by God the Father, because he is God the Son, Jesus commands his disciples to make disciples and baptize them. In other words, to go out to all nations, tell them the good news about Jesus, and then baptize the people who believe. It's God's will that everyone who becomes a Christian should be baptized. If we become a Christian, we should obey him. Obeying God is part of the Christian life. Nicola and Beth have obeyed Jesus. They've become a Christian and they've been baptized. I wonder, if you're a Christian, have you obeyed Jesus? Have you been baptized? If not, you should be. It's God's command to us if we've put our faith in Jesus. So that's why we baptize. Let's think now, when do we baptize? It's important to realize that baptism happens after you've repented and put your faith in Jesus. So to repent means to turn away from your sin and your life of living without God. To put your faith in Jesus means to trust him, to believe in him, that he was punished in your place on the cross so that you can be saved from punishment for your sins after you die. When you've done that, when you've repented and trusted in Jesus, then you're baptized. And we see this pattern in the Bible. For example, Acts chapter 8, verse 12. "But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women." So we see it there. They listened to Philip. He shared the good news about Jesus. They believed that good news. They had repentant faith in Jesus. And so, because of that, they were baptized. That's the pattern. Believing the good news, repenting and trusting in Jesus, then baptism. That, you see, it's the believing and repenting that makes you a Christian. And we are baptized to show that we have become a Christian. This process did not make Nicola or Beth into a Christian. They've already become Christians and have been baptized to show us all that they have. Another question, where do we baptize? Well, we baptize in public because baptism is a public declaration of repentant faith in Jesus. It's an outward sign of an inward faith, an inward reality. When you put your faith in Jesus, that's a private, personal, invisible thing which is between us and God. We do it in our hearts, in response to realizing how much Jesus loves us, that he's died for us. People can't necessarily see us doing this, but God wants people to know what has happened to us. He wants us to publicly declare to all our family and friends, to everyone around us, that we've repented, we've put our faith in Christ. Sometimes you go to a wedding and you see someone dressed in a kilt, don't you? And by wearing a kilt, someone is declaring, "I am Scottish." Francis is nodding. Yeah, I was going to use a... That's what you wear a kilt. I'm Scottish. But baptism is similar. By being baptized, you're declaring you belong to Jesus. You're part of his kingdom. Or when a man proposes to his girlfriend and she says yes, and he gives her an engagement ring, what does she do? She shows everyone. She tells everyone. She puts it on Instagram because she's so happy that she's going to be united to her fiancé in marriage. And baptism is like that ring. It's declaring, I am united to Jesus now. By faith, I've been joined to him, and I want everyone to know I'm declaring it. It's automatically on YouTube, so you don't even have to put it up there. The whole world can know that you are baptized and you are a follower of Jesus. But what does baptism symbolize? Because it symbolizes two very important things. First of all, baptism symbolizes spiritual death and life. So Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 says, having been buried with him, that's Jesus, in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. So what baptism does is it symbolically reenacts Jesus' death and resurrection. When you're baptized, you go into the water, and that symbolizes death. Just as Jesus died for our sin on the cross, we have died to sin in our lives. We're dead to the old way of living. We no longer live the life of sin, the life of ignoring God, the life of not having him in our lives. And then you go under the water in baptism, and that symbolizes burial. Our baptism is like a funeral for our old selves. We're putting it to death. The burial bit, the going under the water bit, shows this. And then you come up out of the water, and that symbolizes resurrection. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead by God's glorious power, we are made spiritually alive by God's glorious power. Now we live a new and a distinctive life, the life of a Christian. And that's what the coming up out of the water bit symbolizes. By being baptized, Beth and Nicola are telling us that they no longer live as they used to. They've died to living with sin and self at the center of their lives. They're alive to God now, living with him at the center of their lives. But baptism symbolizes something else as well. Cleansing. In the Bible, water often symbolizes cleansing from sin. So baptism symbolizes that our sins have been washed away. You see, when we trust in Jesus, our sins are forgiven. And when God forgives us, that means he doesn't count our sins against us anymore. If our sins are like a big debt that we owe, he cancels the debt. And we thought about that last week. As we go through life, as Nicola referred to in her story, we sin, every one of us. Sin is rebelling against God. It's going our own way. It's ignoring God. It's breaking his commands. It's living without him. Every time we sin, it's like we build up dirt in our lives, the dirt of sin on our souls, as it were. But when we trust in Jesus, he takes our dirt, our sin, on himself. He's punished for it, and then he gives us his total purity so that we're washed and clean in God's sight. You may have noticed, you may have been thinking that this baptismal pool is a bit like a big bath. We go right under when we're baptized, signifying that we've been totally and entirely forgiven of all our sin, all our guilt and shame and uncleanness and impurity has been washed away by Jesus. That's what baptism reminds us of. That's what it signifies. That's what it symbolizes. The actual water doesn't do anything. Beth and Nicholas' sins weren't washed away when they were baptized just now. Trusting in Jesus is how your sins are washed away. Baptism symbolizes that that's happened to you. So Beth and Nicola, you've been cleansed of your sin by Jesus. You're now accepted and honored and forgiven and free from shame and loved by God. God is looking at you both now. What kind of look is on his face? Is he frowning at you? Is he rolling his eyes? Is he yawning? No. His face lights up because you're his daughters, because you're cleansed and pure, because Jesus has dealt with your sin and he counts you as his family. That's what baptism signifies and symbolizes. Wonderful, isn't it, to think of these things? Well, that's baptism, but I want to finish off by asking this question. How about you? I wonder, will you follow the path that Beth and Nicola have taken? Will you repent of your sin, put your faith in Jesus, and be baptized? I hope you will. I urge you to, because it's the best thing you could ever do, because it gives you new and eternal life. It means your sins are dealt with. It means you're accepted by God and enfolded in his love. Well, thank you so much for listening and for being here today. Just to say that if you want to take some booklets away with you about baptism, there are some on the table down here. They're free. Please help yourself. And if you've got any questions about becoming a Christian or being baptized, perhaps you want to, just do chat with me afterwards and I'll be happy to discuss that with you. God bless you. Thank you.